on the line now I have Emma Connors, and she's the Arts Development Coordinator at Axis there in Ballymun. Good morning, Emma. How are you?
Good morning, Noel. Great, thank you.
Okay, I'll just give out the phone number first. If anyone has any questions or wants to know more about the festival, they can ring 883-2136. I'll give that out again later on as well. Now, there's various venues that you have throughout Ballymun, but tell me about the one that's focused around the Axis and the sort of routine during the year.
Yeah, well, Axis is kind of in the heart of Ballymun, and it's an arts centre here. And twice in the year, we kind of pair up with other youth projects in Dublin City Council to run two festivals. And we've one now that's starting next week, which is called LIFT. And it's a youth arts festival, and it runs for a whole week. So it's starting next Wednesday from the 28th, and it'll run until the 4th of April.
Okay.
So it's a week of workshops and showcases and exhibitions. So it's an exciting time for young people here in Ballymun and their surrounding areas.
I know a lot of it is free. Is it all free?
It's all free.
It's all free,
year,
okay.
Yeah. So that means that all the film screenings, all the workshops, all the nighttime showcases, it's free. Because what we really want to do is that as many people and stuff as possible can kind of come. So there's absolutely no reason not to head over to Ballymun and take part.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of a turnover do you get as regards young people there in the course of the year?
God, we'd have thousands of people that take part in various projects that would either happen, you know, directly through Axis or through the various youth projects. Mm-hmm. We'd obviously run a lot of stuff ourselves. We would hire out the theatre venue and for different companies that would put on school shows and different productions. We would pair up with youth projects like Poppin' Tree, and we would run big music projects with them throughout the year. So we'd have thousands of young people that would kind of pass through the doors in various capacities. So, yeah,
so from how long is this festival been going? Is it the first? Or
no, this is the seventh year now
of
LIFT. Yeah, and what's going to happen in the last year or two, Noel, is that we've kind of established a festival youth committee. So that's made up of young people from Ballymun, kind of around the 16, 17 age, and they would come work with the festival steering committee throughout the year, and they would kind of be very involved in kind of programming. So what's kind of been really great in the last couple of years is that a lot of the ideas for this festival have come from young people themselves. So they're programming the stuff that they want to kind of see happen, and that's really reflected in this year's program.
And it'll be in various places all over Ballymun, but the hub of it will be in the Axis. Is that the way
it
works?
Yeah, well, no, there's actually quite an even spread. I mean, a lot of the events and showcases obviously would happen in Axis because we've got a 200-seater theatre, so that's a fabulous place for a lot of the shows to happen. But it would be happening as well down in Trinity Comprehensive School, in Poppin' Tree Youth Project, in the RECO, so in the kind of the main youth projects around Ballymun. So it's all over the town.
And what way does it work, the routine with the protocol with the kids as well? Can they spend as much time in the project, or are they given, is it a limited period they will spend? So, as you said yourself, the turnover of kids coming in and out. So what sort of choices? Is it their choice, or is it because of just numbers?
Yeah, what I mean, if we were talking specifically about the festival, they can go to as many events as they like. I mean, what happens is we have a general registration form that they can pick up from various areas around Ballymun. And then once they get registered for the festival, they get a festival wristband, and that entitles them to go to whatever events they want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, you know, some of the workshops might have a max of 20 people in them or 30 people in them. So we'd kind of ask everybody to register for the ones that they're interested in going to. But they can go to as many as they like, as long as there's places.
Okay. And the obviously now it's gone 7 years, so has it expanded? Like, was it a day at first or a weekend?
Yeah, it started something very small. I think there was a kind of an idea around trying to, you know, promote the arts a bit more and have that idea of kind of festivalising things. I mean, I'm 34 and I still love getting a festival wristband and going to festivals. So the idea was around if we kind of created this hub and a vibe around a festival, then that might engage more people, young people, to kind of get involved. And it's really kind of taken off. So yeah, it would have started quite modestly 7 years ago, and it's just kind of grown and grown. So
So maybe in another 7 years it'll be a month's festival.
We'd be all knackered.
Be all knackered.
A week about does it, yeah.
I think I gave you a little scare there for sure. But how much of an input do the kids themselves have into it, and, you know, do they come up with some of the innovative ideas?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge part. So we'd have 15 young people now that would be linked to either the local schools or the youth projects, and they've been meeting every week here for as a festival youth committee. And what we're doing this year that we haven't done before is that we're trying to formalise things a bit more. So what we've asked is these 15 young people have signed up to a year-long festival training experience. So when this festival finishes, they'll come back on board in October to help plan our Halloween Otherworld Halloween festival that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And in between that then they will get different festival training throughout the year. So it kind of really it adds a little bit more clout to what they're doing, and it really formalises them as a festival team, and that they're a huge part of the planning. It's not just this tokenist to get young people in, and they're not really involved in any way. These young people really are. They've been involved in how the programme looks in terms of the content. They've been involved in the design of the programme. They're involved in promoting it. Like, you'll see us all down in the local schools around Ballymun and Finglas and Glasnevin and over the next week, with the Orange Festival T-shirts, giving out wristbands and signing people up. So they're a huge part of it, because no better way to sell a youth arts festival than getting young people to do it themselves, do you know?
Mm-hmm. OK, I'll give you that number again. It's 88-32-136. People want any questions about the festival and what's happening on the particular day, isn't
and
that?
And can I, that number there, Noel, is directly if they have any specific questions for me. That's my direct line.
Okay.
But if they want the general booking number to actually register for the festival, it would be 88-32-100.
88-32-100,
and that's the main booking office, and they get to speak to someone on reception, and they'll be able to kind of go through all the registration stuff with them.
Yeah, okay. I was out there maybe 2 or 3 years ago with the Near FM once. They had a fabulous Saturday of music there. I remember Christy Dignam was a special guest, and it was organised there. I think Colm Quirney was a part of it as well.
Yeah, we've got him on board again this year.
And it was an absolutely fantastic day. So I asked them on the day as well. I'm wondering, has things changed? Because I wonder if people get, both people who organise it and also the kids themselves, get frustrated with the bad publicity that's there, that this type of thing that you're doing now and have been doing for 7 years and lots of activities is not highlighted.
Yeah, I think that's really changed. I mean, our theme this year for LIFT has been kind of Destination Ballymun, that Ballymun's the place for young people to be and be seen, and we've been really trying to kind of push that. And, I mean, I live up the road, 15 minutes up the road in Pumarnock, and I think just Ballymun's a fantastic place. And I think there's been a lot of great stuff that's kind of happened recently here. I mean, the whole success of that Ballymun Lullaby, and we've our young people here that have performed in Farmley and have been invited back by Temple Bar to perform again during the summertime. I think there's a lot of brilliant stuff now that's kind of happening, and a lot of young local artists are kind of forming into bands and getting out there and doing stuff. So I'd like to think that people's perception of this area has really changed, because in terms of the arts and music, I think there's be hard pushed to find a community that is more thriving in terms of the arts and young people than Ballymun is. And that's not denying, though, that there's the history and the toughness and all the rest is still there, but it's a very different Ballymun, and few places have an art centre right in the centre of it.
The landscape has certainly changed, so right,
absolutely,
hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much on it. And I mean, this festival, obviously, the whole point of it was to try and encourage young people from Ballymun to take part in the arts, and we've done that. But it's also important to say that it's people from neighbouring communities as well that know that to come to Ballymun too, whether you're from Finglas or down the road in Glasnevin, that the festival is for them too. Do you know?
So. Okay, can I ask you about the name? I mean, if you can remember back, LIFT, what was behind it actually?
Yeah, it was, I think it was Anne-Marie, who worked in the arts office at the time, kind of came up with the term, just around trying to, like, take off, for the arts to take off, and for Ballymun to take off, and that it was about impact and lift off, and I suppose it kind of stuck, We tried it out for a year, and everybody liked it, and, it stayed, so...
Okay. Yeah. And have you been with them for the 7 years, obviously?
No, I'm 5 years now. I've been working in Axis. So, and then I think probably about the last 4 years I've been involved in the festivals, in the LIFT, this one now in April, and then obviously in the Halloween, the Otherworld one later on in the year. So.
But the Axis is used all the year round. I mean, as you said there, it's a fabulous theatre, and there's been some plays, musicals, and some great bands have played there as well.
Yeah, like, I'm always still surprised. I mean, the amount of people that do know it, I mean, Axis is very much... it has shows that it's taken to South Africa earlier this year and into America, and everybody, it's very well known, but I'm still surprised how many people don't know that it's here. I suppose that they don't necessarily, there's not many communities that have an arts centre right in the hub of their town. But I mean, there's recording studios here, there's dance studios, we have an art room, we have conferencing space. It's a well-used building, and there's always so much stuff happening.
Yeah, I remember talking to two of the young lads that were doing that Saturday concert, there was two of them, but there was about four of them in the group, and they were rapping and singing, and they'd been all over the world, Africa and America, representing the centre there as well, which was a lot, which would surprise a lot of people, and yet it shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, even the recent TV programme around the young rappers on the Irish scene, we would know a lot of those, and one young guy in his 20s, Costello, has just literally launched his new album there last week, and I think that Ballymun And the young people here have played a huge part in trying to promote no hip hop and rap. Mm-hmm. I've done a great job with this, and we've a great lineup of artists now that we've been working with. Axis specifically has been working with for the last couple of years, who involved in Lift. I mean, I'm sure a lot of your listeners would have heard Temperamental Miscellaneous. She's kind of really gotten a great name for herself over the last couple of months.
She got great publicity after that program, didn't she?
Yeah, things have really taken off for her, and she's obviously, we've been working with her for the last couple of years, and she's going to be running a girls only rap project this year. We've had the girls that are on the Festival Youth Committee were saying that they'd love to do rapping, and sometimes it's a bit difficult when the lads are around. Mm-hmm. So we said, well, why don't we have a girl only rap project? So we've brought Elaine in to do that. And again, like I said, Colm Kearney, we have Jane Shortall Dance Company, which if any of your listeners are mad into dance, know that that's the dance school to be linked to. So they're coming to do a number of workshops. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's a brilliant place to be.
Well, I must say, Emma, that your enthusiasm in the 5 years seems to have increased all the time. It seems to be keeping you younger than you even are.
It does indeed. My mum says it's a very lucky place to be working. So, yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay, I'll give it the number again. It's, if they want to talk to you, it's 8832136. Yeah. But if you want to find out about the booking and all the venues as well, it's 8832100. And I'll give those numbers out in the course of the two-hour programme.
That's brilliant.
Listen, Emma, congratulations to yourself and indeed and all the people there. But that's Emma Connors, Arts Development Coordinator at Access. Thank you very much, Emma.
Thanks, me, and all is great. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And again, that's Emma Connors, Art Development Coordinator at Access there in Ballymun. And that Lift Youth Arts Festival is starting on the 28th and running until the 4th of April.